Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move, the United States has designated two of Brussels' largest criminal organizations as foreign terrorist organizations, a decision that has sparked a strong reaction from the Brazilian government and has implications for India's diplomatic stance. First, let's understand the context of this decision. The U.S. Department of State has designated Comando Vermelho, also known as Red Command, and Primero Comando da Capital, or First Capital Command, as specially designated global terrorists under Executive Order 13224, with a foreign terrorist organization designation to take effect on 5th June 2026. This move has been met with criticism from Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has termed it as U.S. interference ahead of Brussels' October 2026 presidential elections. What makes this significant is that the two organizations, Comando Vermelho and Primero Comando da Capital, are Brussels' largest criminal organizations with a long history of violence and crime. Comando Vermelho was founded in 1979 in Rio de Janeiro, while Primero Comando da Capital was founded in 1993 in São Paulo. The U.S. designation of these organizations as foreign terrorist organizations is a significant development, as it enables the U.S. to take extraterritorial action against anyone who supports these organizations. Building on this, the Brazilian government has reacted strongly to the U.S. decision, with President Lula calling it an interference in Brazil's sovereignty. The Brazilian Foreign Minister, Mauro Vieira, has also summoned the U.S. ambassador in Brasilia to express the government's concerns. The Brazilian Federal Police has noted that they already classify both organizations as criminal organizations under Brazilian law, but not as terrorist organizations, which is a significant legal distinction with operational consequences. It is worth pausing here to note that the U.S. designation does not change Brazilian domestic law, but it enables the U.S. to take action against anyone with a U.S. nexus who supports these organizations. This has implications for India's diplomatic stance, as India has historically maintained the principle of non-interference in the domestic affairs of other countries. Now, let us turn to the implications of this development for India. India has indirect stakes in this development, as it has diplomatic and economic ties with Brazil. India's diplomatic instinct on such issues is to maintain a principle of non-interference in the domestic affairs of other states and to support multilateral counter-terrorism efforts under UN frameworks rather than unilateral lists. But why does this matter? This is because India has its own concerns about terrorism, particularly from Pakistan-based terrorist groups. However, India does not equate these groups with Latin American criminal organizations and instead supports a balanced approach to counter-terrorism. India is likely to issue a balanced statement supporting counter-narcotics cooperation while upholding Brazilian sovereignty. Now, let us look at the way forward. The MIA is likely to issue a statement on this development, and India may also raise this issue at the BRICS Counter-Terrorism Working Group. India and Brazil also have bilateral law enforcement cooperation, particularly on financial intelligence, which is likely to continue. India may also push for a balanced counter-organized crime framework at the G20, particularly during Brussels' presidency in 2024. And here is something that surprises many students. This development is also relevant to India's principle that every country knows its own threats best. This principle is being tested in the context of a friendly global South partner like Brazil, and India's response will have implications for its diplomatic relationships in the region. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The designation date is 28th May 2026. With the SDGT designation effective immediately and the FTO designation effective 5th June 2026. The designating body is the U.S. Department of State, with Secretary Marco Rubio. The groups designated are Comando Vermelho, founded in 1979 in Rio de Janeiro, and Primeiro Comando da Capital, founded in 1993 in São Paulo. The SDGT Authority is Executive Order 13224, signed on 23 September 2001, and the FTO Authority is Section 219 of the Immigration and Nationality Act. The Brazilian president is Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and Brazil has a presidential election scheduled for October 2026. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, particularly in the context of bilateral, regional, and global groupings and agreements involving India and/or affecting India's interests. The effect of policies and politics of developed and developing countries on India's interests is also a key aspect of this topic. In conclusion, the U.S. designation of Comando Vermelho and Primeiro Comando da Capital as foreign terrorist organizations has significant implications for Brazil, India, and the global community, and highlights the complexities of counterterrorism and diplomacy in a multipolar world. The geopolitical implications of this development will be closely watched and will have a bearing on India's strategic position in the region.